This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, real ass dudes out there? Happy New Year!
Happy Yay!
It's a fucking New Year miracle! Is that a real thing, or do they do New Year miracles?
We're doing it today.
It's a New Year's miracle today here, the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude himself. I'm hanging with my boys, Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy. Happy
Chris
New Year.
Chris fucking Scopo.
Hey, buddy. Happy New Year.
Chris fucking Tinkle.
Yes.
And our very special guest today. Okay. Very excited to have this guy in studio. Mm-hmm. Real Ass Dude, Real Ass Podcast debut.
Yes, sir.
Grant Gordon. Grant
Pleasure
Gordon,
to be here. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for having me, guys. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year, everybody.
Grant, known you a very long time.
Yeah, we haven't known each other a long time.
It's very weird that I haven't had you on the show yet because I've only podcasted with you one other time, and it was on Robert Kelly's YKWD.
Right.
And Chris Scopo will back me up on this. I was very impressed with how well you jumped in. You were just great on the show.
Thanks.
Did they book you? Were you on the show?
No, didn't get another booking. Didn't get a second booking, Chris.
Scopo has no vision. That is the problem.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as you're in the city, I'm sure you'll be back on again.
Yeah.
I know. I did tell Grant last time I saw him, go, hit me up, we'll get you back on, and then you never did.
Oh, so it's
partly my fault.
It's your fault, Grant.
Is it my fault?
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
You just did too good, and you didn't stand for Scopo.
Yeah, you're right.
That's exactly what it was.
Didn't hound Scopo down. You're right.
So look, Grant, you're fucking, you're very funny, very funny stand-up comedian as well. I found out from my buddy Dave Smith from the Part of the Problem podcast here on Guest Digital Network, guestdigitalnetwork.com, that you're going to be moving to LA soon.
That's correct.
So I was like, what? Hold on. I got to get you on the show, number one, before you move to LA.
Yeah,
but also, I wanted to talk to you just about the decision to move to LA because I, a few years ago, was going to make the jump and go over there as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I want to get into that in a second. But today's show, we have a huge show planned. It's the last show of the year. It's New Year's Eve right now. If you guys are watching live, I'm sure you're fucking very excited about what we have planned today. Today on the show, we're going to be counting down the top five real ass dudes of the year.
Cool.
Yeah. Pretty exciting, guys. We're going to be doing our New Year's resolutions on today's show. Lots fucking planned, but I want to talk to my good friend Grant Gordon first. Grant, what the fuck's going on? Why are you leaving New York?
I'm fucking done, dude. I can't do it anymore. No, it's like I've been here 9 years. I've done my New York sort of time, I feel like. I've learned my New York lessons, and I'm from here.
Yeah,
I just don't want to be one of those dudes, man.
What do you mean, one of those dudes?
You know those dudes that never leave New York? You know, you see them with, like, they got the BQE face and the Gristedes bags. And I can just see that happening.
So you're, hold on.
So, I mean, it's a career move, obviously, LA. But it's also, like, it's like New York. It's like, it's just.
You're just done with the city.
I'm done with it.
It's a grind, man. When I was thinking about leaving, too, I sort of just, like, thinking of everything that sucks about New York, you know?
Yeah.
I know they talk about, like, L.A. traffic.
Yeah.
But
no, New York is worse.
Even coming here.
Drive here.
Well, even forget driving. Like, you're at the beck and call of public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to either, it's hard to find a cab sometimes. If you're taking the subway, which I did this morning, my subway stopped for 15 minutes underground. I can't call anybody to tell them I'm running late. Mm-hmm. I can't, I'm losing my mind.
Sure. And there's nowhere to put that stress or frustration. There's nothing you can do about it.
You just deal with it. And there's little things like that that really wear on you.
Yeah. They add up. And it's all those moments in private.
I actually spoke to somebody who's not in the business and is moving to Colorado. He's like, I just need a break from New
York.
Colorado
makes sense. I'd probably move to Colorado or something if I wasn't in this business.
Yeah, you got to move to L.A. or New York. That's really the only option.
You have two choices. So I've done this one, and I'm going to try the other one.
Yeah, dude, New York, look, I love the city, but
I love it too.
It's a great
when it comes to this time of the year where
especially.
It's really fucking cold.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't get it. I don't get why anybody stays in New York City.
I walk out of the house, and every day I'm like, why the fuck am I here, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cold for... I mean, my housemate, Louis, he has the right idea. He goes
Louis,
to...
Louis C.K. It's weird that
he's...
You know,
he lives off the Montrose stuff.
Who would have thought? I can't even be an extra on your show, dick. Really? You're it's fucking riding it right at the kitchen table. You can't even throw me apart. Fuckface, I'm making omelets for you. fucking Louis Katz, he goes to the West Coast every winter. I mean, under the guise that he's going for pilot season.
No, he's just...
He's afraid of the cold.
Snowbirding, and it's smart.
I'll put him on blast right now.
Or he does the same shit. Yeah, he leaves every year, and I completely get it. If I was in a place place in my career where I could just leave for 3 months every year, I would do it. I just have things that hold me. I have these podcasts, the radio shows. It's just there's too much family. Keeping me in New York.
Fucking
child is not
anything.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. You didn't even fucking pause. Like, there's something else. What are you going to podcast, Zach?
You and I'm like, yeah, dude, that's cold.
Sport.
Sport.
Are you going to Miguel Dalmallet and bounce?
I'm saying that I would bring my fucking child
my
with
dealer.
Me.
Your child would probably be happier out there.
Yeah, no, I would.
I have backyard.
My son's mother, even though we're broken up, she loves the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I could easily convince her to go out there for 3 months a year just to fucking, you know, get out of the cold weather. It's awful here.
Yeah.
But there's just too much holding me here. It's so funny because you talk about all of like the stresses about like public transportation, the traffic, it's dirty, it's smelly. Just, there's, you know, just, it's just, it starts to really not be fun. You start to be disenchanted after like, oh my God, the bright lights of New York.
Doesn't do it anymore.
Who gives a fuck anymore? Yeah. It's just, it's kind of a difficult place to live. And then we're all comedians who are young, who aren't making a ton of money yet.
Right.
So then you have the stresses of living in the most expensive city in the world, trying to do comedy.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. I mean, dude, what the fuck? It's such a race if you're not actually making a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like, I realize, like,
get burnt out.
I've been in New York 9 years, but I've never lived in New York. I mean, for what those people are living, that's a whole different world.
What do you
know
mean?
What I mean, like, someone took me to my friend took me out to like a fancy restaurant, you know, and I hadn't really done that, and I was looking at all these people. I'm like, well, I don't, like, this is not the New York that I've
lived you know
for 9 years,
like,
you know?
Street meat and hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, the halal card is my jam. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's like you're either a rich, you know, finance guy, or you're living in a college dorm. Those are the two. Those are the two speeds, you know.
Yeah, it really does feel like there's no middle class in New York.
No, it's like there's you're in college or you're in a penthouse.
Yeah, you're either eating top ramen, like, or you're like the asshole who goes to like West Side Market and spends $14 on one chicken breast.
Yeah,
and you're like, fucking really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking, it's rough. So you're going out to
LA.
I'm
going out there.
I was gonna do the same thing, man. Yeah. It was probably for a very similar reason, dude. It just it wasn't even like. There was a career move calling me out there.
Right, and of course, ideally, that would have been the same. I mean, I always thought that, but I was just like, dude, there's a level, there's a point where you just got to be like, this is just what I need to do.
Well,
for
point, and like I said, you're a guy who, I mean, you know, no bullshit, you're really funny. You learned how to fucking murder. I watched you. We probably started around the same time. I've been doing comedy for 11 years.
Done like Charlie O's and shit together.
Yeah, yeah, like old school.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're
a
guy, and you've always been funny, but you turned a corner a few years ago where you just really became a fucking beast. You kill every time I see you.
Thanks,
and I understand that, because you go like, fuck, dude, everyone in New York knows you as just kind of being a young comic.
Right.
You know, it's...
They saw me when I was a fat guy with an afro doing fat guy afro comedy.
Exactly.
Opening up with, hey, I'm Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, hey, got laughs.
Fuck, I need an afro.
Yeah.
That's my hook.
You know, but it's like, you know, it's a little bit that. I don't want to dwell on that, like, oh, I've been slept on or whatever, because you can make it up.
I think you all been slept on a little bit.
Yeah, I saw him at the Caroline's Funniest Thing. We had to wait in line. I was like, I was fucking pissed off. I had to wait in line. I saw you, and I was like, that's ridiculous. How do you even get a fucking callback?
You're a guy that, you can just kill. And like, I see myself as kind of a very similar thing.
I relate to that too. And I was so happy to see you finally get, you know, the recognition from the industry and stuff with JFL and all that.
But believe me, I could use more.
I didn't get an audition until like 2 years ago, and then I didn't get one this year. And it's just like, it's a little bit crazy.
Yeah,
man.
And here's the thing, you'll go to LA and you'll be a guy who has 10 years of New York chops.
Yeah.
You can kill.
That's what I'm hoping.
Look,
I think Grant actually in that alt scene out there is going to do very well. Those
even
guys
just
feel
the alt scene in
much,
any scene. I think you could drop Grant in any club, any bar show, anything, and you're going to go out and do well. And the truth is, you can be a new guy that makes waves. Louis Katz, your roommate, it kind of reminds me of that. When Louis came here, and it's so funny because you moved here at a similar time, you didn't have the easy path. And I'm not saying that Louis had an easy path, but Louis came in, he had really good chops.
Yep.
He was a fucking killer already. Mm-hmm. He just dropped right into New York, and then everyone went, oh, fuck, who's this guy?
Right,
and he got in everywhere. Sheng Wang, another guy, very quickly just jumped in.
Well, that's what New
everywhere.
York does, though. It's like, who's here? Who's new? And then everyone takes a look at you. And it's like the guys that have been there and the guys that have... It's hard, a lot harder to see one level of growth or even two levels of growth as opposed to, like,
when
I haven't seen this guy at all.
When you start here, I think it's a little more because everyone still looks at you as the young guy.
Yeah, you got to climb up like out of the fucking...
Unless you're just a beast, like a Peter Che, where they just came in, they were just... They were
there are exceptions, of course, to this. This isn't a hard...
Yeah, there's no...
But
there's no
it's
rules.
It's a general.
But I think that's a good move. I mean, at what point do you go like, hey, man, I'm fucking in New York. I'm hustling. I'm grinding. I'm doing shit. I'm working.
Right.
But I'm not fucking getting on TV. I'm not getting offered these crazy crazy roles.
Yeah.
You go out there, you'll just be a guy who, like, holy shit, nobody knows this guy. Where the fuck did Grant Gordon come from?
Right.
And I hope that I really hope that happens for you.
I hope that does too.
And I'll tell you right now, New York, and we have a lot of comics that listen to the show, and I apologize if this is getting a little bit too inside baseball-y, but I think it's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
L.A. is like New York, you know, like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
LA has a lot of fucking rooms. People go like, oh, dude, man, there's not really an opportunity to get up on stage.
Yeah, I get it.
When you're visiting out there, it's easier to get on stage than when you live there. But there are probably 8 to 10 clubs within a 2-hour drive. And I know that's not super close, but an hour and a half, an hour to get to a club. I mean, people that live out deep in Brooklyn, they take that subway ride.
Subway ride all the
time. To get to stand up New York.
Yeah, forget it.
If you live in New York, Williamsburg, it's going to take
you
an hour.
If you live off the L train, you got to get to stand up New York. It's an hour and change, and then at night, it's more.
What'd you say?
Yeah, how about getting to the creek?
Yeah, well, dude,
it's a nightmare.
Yeah, you live deep in Brooklyn too. Yeah,
yeah, the so 7 or G train, that's not going
to
help you.
45 minutes to an hour you have to give yourself to get to any comedy club in New York anyway.
Yeah.
So, and there's probably even more than 8 to 10 clubs within a 2-hour radius.
You could drive to San Diego. I know has a couple good places.
Yeah, that's only a couple hours away as well.
2 hours away from LA.
So there's that's real clubs, and then there's all of the bar shows. There's so many alternative bar shows and rooms that are just happening. That's all it was back in New York when I started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 10 clubs and then a handful of bar shows.
Right.
People act like New York has always been this mecca. It exploded and now there's like 100 rooms to get up in. This is just like out of control now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? LA, I feel like, is almost a perfect amount of rooms. If you really hustle, I feel like you can get up twice a night in LA if people like you and they want to put you up on shows. You don't care about making money off of the shows, which we don't.
Who cares about making money? Who got this for the money?
We do stand up for peanuts anyway. So
absolutely. Hey, man, I appreciate it. I expected a little more resistance. I'm not going to lie.
No, no,
I
thought you'd be less woke about this. People gave me so much shit about it.
People give me so much shit. That's what it is. I've been so much fucking resistance from people. It's like when you say you're leaving New York, it's like you're leaving Scientology. You know what I mean? Like when people look at you like, Hey, you're like waking us up or something like that.
Well, because you're doing something like a lot of people don't have the fucking balls to do.
Well, it takes a lot of balls to live in New York, but I almost feel like you need each other. But you know what I mean? Like,
but you're packing up and like moving to a whole new spot on your own and you got to start over again. And that's like, it takes a lot of
nuts. You don't have to be here. You know, it doesn't have to be this hard. If it's working for you, then great. But you don't have to. You can just leave.
Well, look, there's no rules either. Look at Giannis. He went to Miami for a year.
Yeah.
He had to go to Miami.
And it blew up.
He had a half an hour special on Comedy Central while he lived in Miami.
There you go.
There's no fucking rules. All of this old school bullshit that these guys will tell you.
You do this, you do that. Right.
It is just, it never worked. I listened to the advice of the guys that came before me, and I'll tell you, a lot of it was wrong. A lot of it just wasn't good advice, you know? Like, look, at this point in my life, if a club isn't working me, no, I shouldn't be hanging out every night at a table going, we didn't work me. I'll show up once in a while and have a drink. You know what I'm saying? But that old school mentality is like, oh, dude, you just got to be hanging out more. It's like, are you fucking crazy?
I'd rather go and do a spot somewhere than go and hang out and sit in the
I'd rather do a spot.
Go do an LOL, you know, some like shit club or whatever. At least just a workout room.
How do you not look sad?
Yeah, just
I'm not that good of an actor.
Yeah.
The fucking guy walks by who like has been like dodging all my fucking Facebook messages.
And
I get to see all my Facebook messages because that's how they
it's
keep
true.
Them. When so I see five in a row where he hasn't answered me back, and I see
when you walk in, your roommate Louie is just writing a script of the Cellar.
Yeah.
He's working on some shit with the Tell, and they're all
Louie.
Like,
I'll see you at the house later.
He's all you know my roommate, and then he doesn't say my name. I'm like fucking Louie, name dick face.
So when are you leaving?
January 8th, I go on a tour across the country, and then
he's doing comedy
shows.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, this is where Chris. Nice job making it sexy.
Yeah.
A tour across the country.
I am trying to sex it up.
I'm doing a tour. I was like, you doing shows out there?
Yeah. He thought I was just going on tours. I'm just gonna go on tours. Get to museums and just
selling my revitalizing tonic out of my back of my car.
I just want to see Georgia for a little bit. You know,
I'm going on tour of all the fucking Arby's.
So you're
driving across the country, and then
all your family lives here.
Yeah, they all live in Rockaway.
Do you have a girlfriend still?
No. I'm a free man.
Banging BBWs.
Yep, that's right. BBWs.
I'm going to get into that too. You love fat chicks. This side of the table loves fat chicks.
This is the fat chick side. Yeah.
By the pound, son.
So it's pretty ballsy, dude. I remember, Big J, not so much that he gave me shit. Like, a lot of people were just like, dude, you shouldn't go. Some people came at it from a perspective of, dude, you got a lot more to do here. Your right. shit's going to happen for you. Sure. It's about to pop. You just haven't done what you should be doing yet.
Right.
And then some people are like, "Oh, dude, you're an idiot. You're gonna end up quitting comedy because there's not anything going right. out there." But almost nobody
does. That's not gonna happen.
Nobody said, "Oh, dude, good idea. Go fucking do it. Change yeah. things up." It more than anything else in life. I don't give a fuck if you're a librarian or if you're a garbage truck driver or whatever it is. To be successful, you have to project a certain energy. You have to project yeah. an energy of confidence and success, and you have to feel good. And the place that I was at when I was going to leave New York City, I was so depressed about my career. Uh-huh. I was so like self-conscious. I was like, I remember sitting at a bar with Dave Smith and Mark Norman and Sam Morrell, who I consider really good friends of mine at this sure. point. This is a few years ago. Uh-huh. We had just done mushrooms too earlier in the day, so we were just having these like crazy thoughts.
Very important part of the story.
Just it was a Gary Veeder show up at
Hot Soup at Irish Exit.
I'm sitting there. I was like, do these fucking guys just think that we're chumps? Yeah. Do they think we're just nobodies? Like, why are Lewis and Dave sitting here at this fucking bar right now? And I'm sitting there going like, fuck, dude. Like, these guys just look at me like I'm an idiot. And I start hating people.
Yeah.
I start hating other people because I was so self-conscious being like, yeah, fuck these guys. Mm-hmm. Fuck these guys. And it was all my own insecurity. Nobody was thinking that. We're all just fucking young comics trying to do our fucking shit. Nobody really gave a shit
right.
about what I was doing.
Your head, though.
But yeah, and
it
then
does, yeah.
you project this energy onto everybody else, and then bookers are like, yeah, I don't want to have that guy around. I have a reputation as being an asshole because I think I just, holds.
Still well, do. You've earned it.
Yeah,
okay. You hustle very hard to get that asshole thing out there. Yeah.
But it really is like people are like, oh, that guy's a grumpy dickhead. And it's like, no, I think I went through a couple of years publicly where I was really like just fucked up about my career. Then I had a kid and things sort of like picking up with my career a little bit.
Cute kid.
It's good. And, you know,
kid also mellowed you out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, probably. But I think it's really important to kind of feel confident and to feel good about yourself. And I think that's a move. That
it's a decision, it's a choice, and I think I didn't choose New York, you know what I mean. I'm from here. I just came here. I started here.
It was all you know.
And I feel like you do have to make that choice at one point and be like, you know, I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to go someplace and try to do it. So anyway,
good man. Good. Where you living in LA? Do you got a place already?
No, I'm going to look. I'm going to try to live in the Los Feliz area as much as I can, as close as I can afford to it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
Well, good luck for that.
Appreciate it.
Talk to me about these fat chicks.
Oh, the fat chicks.
Actually, no, hold on. Before we get into that, let's do because we're going to be doing. The top five real ass dudes of the year. So Maddie, get the real ass dude music prepared, please.
Get the band warmed up.
Yeah, you can also make that a little louder.
Clarinets
really
and the oboes. Get
loud.
The French hornists.
So listen to me. The first real ass dude of the year.
Cue up the real ass dude orchestra, please.
This guy making a lot of headlines recently. I'll tell you right now, people don't like this guy, but I kind of see myself in him a little bit. Martin Shkreli. Number five, real ass suit of the
real. Wow. So that's number five. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel
he's real. He's a real ass dude. Yeah, you know, he went and he bought the Wu-Tang album, which that's what really got him on my radar. I was like, that's a pretty real ass move. He didn't even listen to it. He's like, fuck it. He pumped up the price of AIDS medication, just making waves throughout the world.
By like 5,000.
5,000%.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say it right now. People don't like him, but the guy has balls. He doesn't care how people perceive him. I don't even know what he did with the security frauds, but I know. I don't even need to read into it too much.
Somebody got fucked and he made a lot of money. That's all you need to know. I'm sure that's what it is.
Ponzi scheme shit.
Yeah. Realized fucking move. Yeah, so number five realized dude of the year is Martin Shkreli.
He's willing to be a heel. It's not easy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You embrace the heel.
Yes.
You
without
know? I mean, that takes
heels,
balls.
There would be no good guys.
Right, exactly.
So why do we hate this guy? Without him, if we were all a bunch of fucking fairies.
I know why we hate him.
You said everything while you just said people hate him.
Yeah,
because like Roddy Piper, he knew how to act to get people to hate him. This guy really raised the price of AIDS medication by 5,000%.
Yeah.
It wasn't like an act. Like, he actually did that.
Yeah, it's ballsy.
If this guy was awesome in They Live, I would say, yeah, he's a great heel. However, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I came here to chew bubblegum and raise the price on AIDS medicine. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
So I'll take some of this AIDS medication because I can afford it.
We have chewable AIDS medication? Okay.
All right, so what's up with these fat chicks now? You love fat chicks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, are we doing not five in a row?
We're not doing five.
No, we're not doing five in a row.
We're spacing them out.
I mean, he gets an honorary mention, real ass dude, just for some of the poundage.
uh-huh.
that you've pounded.
Uh-huh. Sure, sure. Yeah. I racked up some weights.
What was it? You enjoy a fat
check.
Yeah, yeah. Does this come from the time when you were fat, or did you start getting into them after you lost the weight?
It's not. I've always been into it. Fat, skinny, everything in between.
Was hot.
My last girlfriend.
Yes, very thin, hot.
She was. Yoga instructor the whole nine.
Never saw her smile once.
No.
But hot as
RBF up the ass. Just the biggest. But I have attraction to the resting bitch face. I think it's some weird thing. But I don't know. It's like
I'm really glad you explained what RBF was.
Yeah, I was like, RBF? Is that a type of gun?
Resting bitch face. Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, I can turn into active bitch face. That's my specialty.
So, okay. So
anyway, I've always liked fat chicks. I've always been into them. I think I was just sort of in the closet about it, or I wasn't able to be open about it. Like I just didn't.
So now you like girls with resting bitch everything.
Yeah. Well, just everything resting. I want everything just resting. It's all resting. Yeah, resting. Yeah.
I like a good lesion mark.
Yeah.
So now
restaurant bitch face.
Are you not?
Yeah.
Are you not into skinny chicks now?
I mean, like I still think. Here's the way I describe it. Basically, like a skinny, beautiful woman will still make my like heart swoon. Like any, like I can appreciate it like anything. But it's not necessarily going to get my the blood flowing down there.
So yeah, so you know? It's so funny because it really
he fucking scoffs at Keira Knightley.
Reba Wilson.
Well, it's a little bit like you can still feel that like beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But then it's like how are we doing down here? And it's
now,
like,
are you upset with like,
I don't twitch.
Melissa McCarthy, who lost a lot of weight.
Do I get upset?
Like she was really fat.
Well, he's not into every fat.
I'm not upset, you know, about it.
Kind of like you.
It just disappoint me a little bit when I see a big girl have to, you know, like take on that societal weight and do it for that reasons. Because I think there's good reasons to do it, but I think there are a lot of happy fat women out there. And if they weren't being put on this pressure, they would just be happy.
Look, here's the thing. No, I don't. Look, I don't know exactly how many happy fat women there are.
No.
It's a weird, touchy subject, to be honest.
It is. It's difficult.
Okay?
It is.
Because people get very sensitive about it, and the whole concept of fat shaming. Look, it's a real thing. I used to be a fat guy.
Absolutely.
You know, I struggle with weight issues to this day.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, fat shaming is a real thing. People, especially, see, people with women, they talk about the pressure on women, and obviously there's a societal pressure on women.
Of course.
But people don't talk about is how comfortable everybody is to just call a fat guy fat.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We'll tiptoe around a fat woman.
Yeah.
I know women will go like, oh, I see them staring and snickering. I will look at Zach in his face and go, hey, fat guy. And everyone laughs and claps and we all
You would never bring a fat girl on stage with, this is one fat, funny bitch.
Yeah.
Haley Boyle. Like, you would never do that.
Come on, she's not that funny.
Oh, fuck, dude, but it's so true. Like, and I'm not even being an asshole. I get it. Like, we have to develop a thick skin to kind of like deal with that, and we tiptoe around women, so it's a different type of pressure. But I almost feel like, you know, in a weird way, you know, look, the message should be to children, forget everybody else.
Yeah.
Children are the people that are watching fucking TV. I've heard they're the future. You can't send a message to kids that being fat is okay.
No.
Can't do it, man.
You can't?
No, you can't. You can't do that.
Well, can you send a message that loving your body is okay or loving who you are is okay? Can't you send that message?
I think you need to send a message to kids that they need to change their lives.
Stop being fat, kids.
Yeah, I really do.
Really?
I think you need to send a message to kids that they need to live a healthy lifestyle and that being overweight is not okay.
I think there's a difference between fat and unhealthy, though. I mean, when you...
You're both.
I think that's...
I am definitely both.
That keeps the system running, man. That keeps the shame system, you know, the gears
moving. But it's not the shame system, dude. There's a way to do it.
The motivation for that is
always going to be shame. But it's not shame. It's health, dude. Listen to me. It's fucking health.
Yeah. Stop with
kids,
the health shit.
We are no, it, but it isn't. Dude,
but so what? People are fucking unhealthy all the time. You know, he's got chewing. I mean, people smoke, they drink, they do all.
It's
the
all
things,
terrible.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
and
like,
you know what? The only difference
is
being fat is a vice that you wear on your sleeve because you don't have a choice.
Let me tell you something.
You know what I mean?
If you're an adult, do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
Shove fucking Twinkies into your face, smoke cigarettes, do heroin. I am completely for people doing whatever they want to do with their body. I think drugs should be legal. There's no part of me that's going like, oh, well, you got to be healthy, everyone. Fuck that. If you're an adult, you want to be unhealthy. But to send a message to a six-year-old little girl mm-hmm. who's morbidly obese, it's okay, darling. Live your life this way. You are
well,
literally...
Well, that's the extreme.
You're taking
she's morbidly obese,
off
fine. But
life.
If she's chubby or something like that, she
that
can love
chubby
herself.
Becomes morbidly obese.
Not necessarily. And so what?
It's dude, it's a slippery slope.
I just want to the difference between fat and healthy. I mean, like, because I work security for the triathlons, as like a side job.
That's hilarious. Hilarious.
I mean, no, what are you doing? I'm there to make them feel great.
I stand there and put up barricades. But
after 14 miles, she looks like a fucking cheeseburger, dude. It's like a mirage.
But there's an entire section called Clydesdales, and it's dudes over 240 who run the triathlon. I don't think you could go do a triathlon.
I could do a triathlon. If I train for it,
if you trained every day for a year, maybe.
Don't get me going. Six months.
Don't challenge him.
Yeah, you know? 6 months.
Let's make him run on the East River.
I
get your point, but over 240 doesn't necessarily. You're right. Having obese, though, body fat percentage doesn't necessarily. Is it isn't a representative of health? When you see a fat child, that is an indicator of their health. They're not a large, like, if it's a, look, if it's a large girl, like, look, you mentioned, you know, I don't want to shit on Haley. Haley's a really funny comic and a great chick and a good friend of mine, but she was always a big girl. She's a 6 foot fucking
three. She's a big person.
Woman. She's a big person.
If you melted her in acid, her skeleton would be that size.
Yes, exactly. So she, it's not that she's unhealthy. Haley's been in places where she was doing yoga and been athletic. Sure. She would always be big no matter what. And I'm not really talking about that. I'm not talking about a big
person. You're just really talking about children, I guess.
I'm talking about children, dude. It's an irresponsibility that we have. I watch people just feeding their kids bullshit people don't have the information available. People don't even realize that they're pumping their kids full of processed foods and poisons.
I think they do now, but they're just lazy.
I don't think they do. We do. We live in the most savvy city in the world. We have this information at our fingertips. We all know now that you're not supposed to eat Captain Crunch when you're a kid.
But I think also what you're not talking about is the economical aspect of that.
Yeah,
though,
that's a huge
thing.
Eating
healthy is so expensive. You know what I mean?
I hear that a
what's
lot.
Available to these middle America, what's available on a welfare budget is not, you know, a puffins. It's Captain Crunch. You know what I mean?
That needs to be changed.
Absolutely.
What you're talking about are the things that we can change. You know, when you go on certain things like public assistance, not food stamps, because my mom was on food stamps, but there's other things like I've read about it, like WIC, women, infants and children, they'll only let you get white bread. It's so funny. Like they give you a certain amount of things for bread. You can only have white bread or wheat bread. You can't do a multigrain bread. They don't even let you get the healthy option, which is just kind of fucking crazy to me.
Really? Them all constipated.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts, dude. They won't let you have whole milk.
Yeah, there's all sorts of
1%
stuff
milk. You're like, what?
Gotta get the
whole. Do you understand? Whole milk is substantially healthier. It's not processed. You're supposed to have full fat milk.
Healthier? That's 100%. Good. I'm always find myself more attracted to it.
No. It's way better for you. Fat. Yeah. I don't want to make this just a whole thing about health, but there's that documentary which I think anybody should watch that is interested in being healthy and losing weight, but it's called
Tired, Sick and Dead.
There's a bunch of them. Fed Up.
Fed Up
is the one about
the sugar industry.
Yeah.
It's about the sugar industry, and I mean literally. I mean, we are addicted to sugar. Oh, yeah. We're addicted to carbohydrates, and I think that if people have the education, like my kid. We feed him, number one, we try to feed him organic. It's like 99% organic. But even if it's not, it's always whole foods. It's always fruits, vegetables.
I could agree that as a parent, it's your responsibility to make the choices for your child.
Yeah.
And then it's your responsibility to make the healthy choices for that child.
Yeah.
But once the child is in a place to make their own choices, and those choices are theirs.
They're not in a place to make their own choices until they're an adult.
You know what I mean?
To be honest,
I like a certain age. Cause like a
certain age. 13, 14.
My family
didn't
have like a lot of money, so we would eat like, you know, fucking hamburger spaghetti, and it was awful. And I remember my brother, he was a fat kid, and he came home from high school one day and was just like, I don't want to eat any of that fucking hamburger on my food. And we were like, what are you all fucking uppity now?
Loser.
He went on a diet, and he lost a bunch of weight because he got picked on, and then he kind of researched, and I think he saw Marky Mark's video and liked his abs. True story. And then he's like, I want to get like that.
But, you know, that's a good point. You know, you say, like, how much it costs, and it is more expensive. You're from a poor family. But it's like, what's important to you, dude? Fucking cut cable out. If it's going to cost me an extra $70 a month in order to feed my kid healthy and make sure that I'm not poisoning him from the time that he's fucking one until he's an adult and can make his own decisions.
Right.
I would rather get rid of cable or get rid of some other luxury in life. It's all about when they do these measurements of how much it costs.
Yeah,
it's not really that much more. If you're savvy and you really, and this is something that's important to you, the number one most important thing should be your kids being fucking healthy. I really think that. And it becomes a weird thing because there's this whole movement which is so unhealthy that goes, love your body, love your image. And it comes from fucking young feminists and their horse shit, okay? Mm. It's like, no, you know,
all fat.
I'm not saying make fun of people for being fat, but don't send a message to children that it's just okay, because I really don't think it is. Fat chicks, however, if they want to make a decision to be fat chicks, there's guys out there like you guys that fucking love them.
Yeah, there are, and I think they deserve to be to love themselves.
Yeah, you know, I love fat chicks too. I'll throw it down. It's not have a fat chick and a heartbeat.
But you know, but like not like that. Yeah,
her heartbeat's a little faster.
Yeah, well, yeah, a little more belabored. But it's, you know, they deserve love. They deserve to love themselves, man, and they deserve that. I think, and I think that's okay. And I don't think they're sending a shitty message to children. So I don't think anyone's sending a.
We put a nice little faggy cherry on top of that.
Yeah, we're gonna put
segment.
A fag cherry on it, you know, yeah. Because I think that, you know, it's not sending
here
a shitty message.
Here you go. I'm a homo.
Sending the message of love yourself will send the message of health. Will send the message. It contains all those messages, really. Yeah. If it's genuine, you know what I mean. Because if you love yourself, you're not gonna want to hurt yourself. You're not gonna want to kill yourself.
How big do you go?
I've gone pretty big.
How big? As big as that?
Yeah, sure.
Oof. He's got me beat by like two bills, dude.
Have you ever seen the professional wrestler Yokozuna?
I haven't, but
he's got a big old ass.
He's around 580, 590.
And do you do like is there an app like a Tinder for fat chicks?
There is actually. It's not
Grubhub.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a new match icon on Grubhub. Yeah,
they'll be there about 2 hours and no stairs.
Yeah.
Is there actually an app?
Well, you know, it's not like Tinder, but there is actually an app now that's recent. That's
Hunger.
Pretty outrageous.
Timber.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Phoebe.
Feed me?
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Yeah, Phoebe.
How do you spell it?
F-E-A-B-I-E.
F-E-A-B-I-E?
Yeah.
Phoebe.
And it's like really kind of cool because it's like the community's in there.
Okay, Phoebe is a social network and dating site for feeders, feedies, fat admirers, BBW, BHM. We're a quirky bunch of men and women who love words like curvy, thick, plump belly, chump, fat, obese, supersized, and so much more. Wow.
No one likes the word obese.
Yeah.
No fat. I don't care how happy you are with your fatness. Obese is a death sentence.
Dude, look at this.
The N word of fat people.
Yeah. The worst.
Back that obese ass on this dick. No one ever says that.
Obese is not.
No,
yeah.
The N word is the N word of fat people. That's who fucks all the hot fat tricks.
So wait a minute. Hold on. You're accepted in this group. They don't care that you're not fat.
No, not at all. It's not. He's not fat only. Unlike everyone else, they're not exclusive. No, they're no, not at all. In fact, it's the opposite. A lot of big women prefer like regular, you know, like average sized dudes.
Of course, nobody wants to have sex with fat people. Yeah. You're out of your mind. There's a defect in your head.
No, yeah, no, you have a fucking
there's a switch
block.
Circuit on the motherboard. Yeah,
if Zach
that.
Had abs, he would not like fat chicks. Let's get real.
No, I definitely would throw that with like huge titted, like voluptuous, fat
like black chicks though. You'd
true,
go like.
Man. Oh, see, that's just such a common myth, though. It's like, oh, you like fat chicks because that's what you can get, or you're insecure, or something like that. And but that's not it at all, man. I mean, there are like some really top shelf dudes that are totally in this community that are like fucking awesome.
No, but I do think, you know, for lack of a better term, I really do think it's kind of like some sort of like defect. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. When I say defect, I mean the same way that I like to fuck publicly.
I think the word is like more of a deviancy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It's a deviancy. Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's a better word.
Defect has a connotation necessarily.
I mean, you're damaged.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And those pigs that you're putting your dick inside of are too. I hope you both die. How did I get this asshole reputation?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I feel like I'm shaking it, though.
Come on. It's a new year, dude. What are you doing?
You're softening up. Yeah, man.
Give Lewis another chance, industry. He doesn't mean it.
I will admit, nothing in the world pisses me off more than a giant fat chick who won't fuck a fat dude. Because if that shit was
switched,
there's
a lot of that going around. Yeah.
That shit was
switched.
If you're a fat dude,
I will call that out.
I
really feel bad for fat dudes that do genuinely like fat chicks because they behind the scenes they love shaming those dudes. You know, I will say there is fat shaming in the community.
Fat girls that are like, oh, I don't
fat
fuck
girls,
fat guys.
Fat shaming fat dudes. I actually lost weight to get fat chicks. As weird as that kind of sounds, you know what I mean? A big part of it was like I need to be. Like that, you know.
Well, we talk about. I've been fat, and when I fat fucking just sucks because we talked about this when you put your hand inside of the pocket to get to the pussy of the girl. Like a really fat girl has a pocket between her legs, thighs, and pussy.
Are you explaining this to me?
Yeah, you know what's up. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then inside of that pocket, there's a pussy. So you got to get in there.
Ooh. Sure.
When you're a guy. And you also have that type of pocket, okay? Now you're trying to have like a pocket.
That's tough. You got to have a lot of raw material then if you're gonna.
I don't even know how it really works. It's only doggy style. That's the only way it really works.
It's like putting two ships into a space station.
I thank God for doggy style. Yeah. I don't know what I would do without
doggy style. Has saved a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, how do you have fat sex? Like,
you know, it's alternative, man. There's a bunch of different things. You know what I mean?
And they're all
doggy style. Obviously, is a big one. You know,
belly to belly.
It's rough.
Belly to back.
Yeah, two fat people, though. That is a challenge. That's a whole other challenge, you know.
Second real ass dude of the year.
All right.
I mean,
who's going
to
follow?
You're supposed to play the music after I give the intro, Maddie.
Well,
Just pay attention. Just pay attention to the show. I see you're on your phone. You're doing things over there.
It's all show stuff I'm doing.
Okay, well, just pay attention to the show. So, thanks. This second real ass dude of the year, this story actually really touched my heart. This little girl, Safir Terry, she was 8 years old, or she is 8 years old, and a few years ago, in 2013, she was in a fire that burnt 75% of her body.
If you name the arson as real ass dude of the year...
No. This girl's the realest dude. And here's the thing, man. She came out this year, and her, I guess her and her grandmother or aunt went on to the news, and they were like, she just really wants Christmas cards. And I ended up sending her a card. I put it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter. I know a lot of the Gomites did as well. And it was just kind of a sad story. This little girl, you know, she fucking, especially we're talking about body shaming and, you know, this girl's going to have to, especially a girl, you know, we develop a thick skin. You make fun of the way we look. We're guys. We're, you know, a little girl, she's going to have a really tough time for the rest of her life having to look like that and to publicly come out that young and to, you know, I feel like she's kind of an inspiration to other people. And I think that, I don't know, I thought it was a really nice story. So real estate of the year, or sorry, real number four. She only made number four. There's people ahead of her.
No, getting killed, trapped in a fire.
Sapphire. Jeez. Her name is Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Sapphire
Terry. She would have had a great stripper name.
Dude.
Sapphire Terry. Real ass dude. Sapphire Terry. Four. He's a
real ass dude. And then that other guy, he raised the price of water, I heard. So it took a little longer to. Dude.
Louis, we need to hear the song all the time.
No, we're playing it through every time.
Do you think they were trying to warn her the house was on fire and they thought she was just yelling her name?
Sapphire! Sapphire!
What?
Ma! Dude, she's too young. Like, she should have asked for money.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. Well, no, they did. She ended up making, I think, a few $100,000. People were just like donating shit like crazy. But she only wanted Christmas cards, you know? It was just a sweet story, you know.
No, it is. No, I mean, so when I read
I'm bipolar. Like, I'm all over the place. Okay. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to this list.
Dude, if it was a 20-year-old guy, you're like, fuck this guy. It's fire.
Fucking Maury Povich is on, and there's one kid with like a giant head and a weird face who gets made fun of and he starts crying. I'm done, dude. Crying.
That's it. I can't handle it. Kids, there's just something. Since I had a kid, I didn't care before. Before I had a kid, really? It was dogs. If I saw,
I don't care about kids either, and I'm worried about that.
You will.
I see a kid, I have no reaction.
Neither did I.
My heart doesn't even skip a beat. I see a dog.
They were annoying. I used to get annoyed when I would see kids on like the subway or on the airplane. I was the guy going like, oh, shut this fucking kid up, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, if somebody ever like rolled their eyes because my kid was crying, I would lose my shit. I mean, like, fundamentally, I'm like, fuck you, dude. We were all once a little kid crying on an airplane or a train at one time.
Sure.
There's an unwritten rule in the world that you have to just, even if you don't want kids or don't like kids,
right.
Which also, I think of that as an actual defect, not a deviancy. I think if you don't want kids, if you don't want to have kids and keep the human species going on, I think that you're fucked. I think there's something wrong with you. Hmm.
Well, it's like part of the... human experience. So if you don't have that in your head, you're kind of fucking wrong.
You're kind of born with it.
Yeah. Well, I just think there's a little bit of a defect there. If you don't want to fucking, if you're fighting your instincts to have kids, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude. I mean, no. Like at one time, every one of us had shit their pants and they're fucking, we're crying our asses off.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks ago.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
I almost shit my pants the other morning. I woke up at 7 and I was like, "Fuck, I got a shit."
So
good story.
You go with. You go with these big girls, and you meet them on this app now. Are you on the app right now? Can I see the app?
I am on the app.
Do you have your phone with you?
I mean, yeah.
Can I see the app?
16? Yeah.
I want to see what some of these fucking... Oh, by the way, also, I want to say, go to the wall shot, Maddie. Look at the wall. The Gas Digital wall for the people watching on the video.
Oh, yeah. Check
that's
out this
fucking
wall.
Badass right there. Gas Digital logo up on the wall, guys. Shit's all happening here at Gas Digital. You know what? I'll take a moment to plug now as well. As of the 1st, tomorrow, January 1st, you guys can go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and you guys can order the brand new Real Ass Dude t-shirts, the Gas Digital t-shirts. We have two different styles, Part of the Problem t-shirts and SDR, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll t-shirts available. They're actually officially available now if you go to merchcart.com, but they'll be on gasdigitalnetwork.com as of tonight. So the first of the year, Gas Digital t-shirts, Real Ass Dude t-shirts. Mm-hmm. So you guys can go represent the brand, and we appreciate that. Yeah, I want to. Let me see your app. I want to see
it. I don't want to blow these people up, though. You know?
No, I would never.
They have a right to their privacy. No, I'm an open book. You know
what
I mean?
No, I wouldn't say their names or show their pictures or anything. I just want to see the actual app. I want to see how it works.
Sure. You want to get the GUI. You want to see the GUI.
I'm a.
It's a real nerd term. But yeah, you open up Phoebe here, and then it shows you all the people who are nearby.
Wow. So that's
all dudes who look like Grant. Trying to find one fat girl.
Wow. You know what's funny?
It's really actually, you know, and you know, mind
this
you.
This is better than Tinder.
This is huge because it's like there's never, you've never been able to find this, you know, like to know people that are totally on board and
well,
in
look
the world.
At this chick. If she's fat, she's a smoking hot fat chick. Yeah, dude. I'd fuck her in a heartbeat.
Let me see.
In a, look at that, dude. Well, you got to see her face.
I mean.
That's just her dumpy body. Look at this.
Can I see?
I don't want to show the cameras.
Now, do you swipe right or do you?
Okay, and just for the record,
you hooked up with her.
Yeah, tummy.
You hooked up with her.
Yeah.
She's hot. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
She could be like a BBW model.
She was like insanely beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, she is.
But she got a huge ass.
Not huge. Not for me. She was on the low end.
I mean, that is the fattest chick I would have ever fucked in my life.
Come on, really?
Yeah,
but it's like 220.
No.
Yeah.
She's very short. She's 4'11".
No.
She's big, pretty big, dude.
I don't know. To me, that was low end. But she's beautiful girl.
Yeah, really. So you're not even impressed with her. She's
very, very beautiful.
So you would rather a 300-pound...
I mean, when we're talking about, like, you know, we're separating the heart from the dick here. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But when we're talking about just pure dick energy, sure. I would go bigger.
It fluffs up more for bigger.
Yeah.
Definitely a defect. I'm going back to the
I'm going to, okay. I'm going to stick with deviancy, but, you know, we can agree to disagree.
Potato, potato, my friend.
You know.
I say defect.
You know, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Has your cock ever just, like, stopped and just, like, Grant, fucking really? Has it ever, like...
No, that's more my head, like, yelling at my cock.
We're going to have
cock,
a talk,
really?
Motherfucker.
Like, seriously, dude? Like, oh, my God. You know?
And these girls ever think, like you're being, like, an asshole or you're kind of...
Well, they probably,
them,
if they're listening
or,
now, I'm sure they do. But I mean, I'm trying to be as on board with
courteous.
It.
Do they
courteous
have this, like,
possible.
Do they have this kind of front, though, because they're big and they're, and, you know,
it's called a fupa.
Kind of shy?
Well, it depends. Well, that's why, honestly,
I've been. Oh, my God.
What is it with you? You're such, you just gesticulate too much. You know that?
Yeah. Anyone told you Tinkle that? Knocked over the camera twice.
Fucking caveman.
At this point.
I got it. So.
Sorry, buddies.
You know, that's why, honestly, when it comes to this lately, I just really started sticking in the community because most of those people are aware of it and they're confident and they know there are dudes that want to be
it's
out
It's also
there
like
with
a
them.
Fun thing when you...
Yeah, it's like so much less work now.
I have
to transition
problem.
You into like insecure... Like I've been dating some big... I like, date some big girls on like OkCupid and they're just like so insecure about it and they think I see past it or something. If it's like, no, like these women, just like date one, you know I'm into it, you know we're down.
They're embracing the
yeah.
It's almost...
They're confident, they're sexy too. You know, it's still like, it's hard to have...
It's borderline a fetish site. It's not, but it's borderline like I'm really not.
No, that's I'm more rolling my eyes at the way that word is thrown around. It's such like you know what I mean.
Like, I like public sex. That's kind of a fetish. What do you want me to say?
Yeah,
here? It kind of is.
Well, it's just a specific thing. You know what I mean? That's
this
what
is
it
like
means,
liking
you know?
Spanish girls or Asian chicks
or even asses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As opposed to titties. I think you're fetishizing anything when you're just honing in on it.
Right.
And
okay.
Zooming in on it. So so fetish is this buzzword that means like it's the it's the N word of sex, but it's like not.
I don't look at it that way at all.
Okay. Good, but I want to make that.
It's just that you know, it's not a normal. It's not
here.
A normal dating app where it's just like, hey, this person. It's
right.
Very specific.
Yeah, absolutely. It's niche. It's totally niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really kind of like the idea of that because the people that are going there, the insecurity is just kind of thrown out the window.
Gone.
And you guys are just all like, hey, I know what the fuck you want. You know what I want. Do they do a lot of like food play and shit?
Sure.
That would kind of get my stomach churning a little bit. Do you do that?
Yeah, I'm into it.
You do food play.
I'm into it.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I
do.
What kind of food?
You feed cupcakes to
fries.
Sure, fries are good. Yeah, I've done this stuff. Yeah, I've been there. What? Oh, this is the line? This is the fucking line? Pizza?
I mean,
you know
do they ever stop?
Zach, are you all right?
I'll tell you, the one thing that bugs me is when the girls use a funnel.
Well, that's, you know, that's hardcore.
Gross.
I haven't done that.
Do they ever stop and go,
I
need to just eat this and then we'll fuck?
They'll, like, drink, like, a gallon of milk
with
a funnel.
And I admit, you know, it circles.
Do you ever suggest more healthy food? You're like, do you want to do some quinoa?
No, I don't, because that's a boner killer.
How about some Greek yogurt?
You fucking homo. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
Some fucking.
Well, you know, there's worlds within worlds, and I will say for the community in general, some people, you know, this is that specifically the feeder feedy thing, and that's a world underneath, it's a world within a world. That's a cliche. It's a niche within a niche. That's a niche within a niche. That's not everybody who likes big people, big women, and stuff. That's another niche within it, although it's rather common. However, it's not everybody. So that's something, and that's something that you specify on Phoebe, whether or not you're into that aspect or not.
That's like the difference between liking getting dominated and liking getting pissed on.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like any of that.
Yeah.
I like nothing that they're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I almost want to. I want to. I, you, I, well, you almost have to experience everything once. I kind of want to. I want to feed a big fat chick.
Mm, it's great.
Yeah, and you guys are just naked, and she's just fucking food everywhere.
It's hot.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets pretty. It gets yeah.
And okay, you just you know you're not. You won't even accept defect on that. Not even the food everywhere. Feeding each other food. Oh, I accept that.
I accept all of it. I mean, okay. That's a completely alternative. It's completely different. It's
no, I want you to say defect.
I'm not going to say fucking defect, though.
Now, after it's over, like,
I want you to say that there's a chromosome, you know? That's a little fucked up. I'm not saying you're missing one. I'm saying there's one that's a little off in there.
Maybe I have an extra one. Maybe I have more. It's just turned
that's
up
literally how they punished Homer Simpson when he went to hell. Like, shit, you know, nuts, do you?
I mean, believe it or not, though, there are some.
Yeah, it was one of the seven deadly sins in Seven. That was one of the scenes.
I mean, everything, most sex is enacting one of the seven deadly sins, in a sense.
And Grant's, you know, like, finish that pop, the whore, jerk it off next to her.
You know, I mean, sex has a darkness around, so it has a light, but it also has a dark side, obviously, a darkness around it. And also, you know, in some cultures, though, there's like, this is what fat people, fat women, that was the hottest thing, that always, you know.
Well, they didn't have options.
It's an ancient thing. No, it was a symbol of prosperity. If it was a fat woman, that means that she was
well-fed. Okay, Sire Gordon, get the fuck out of here.
Excuse me, we have a little history.
Fitness.
Excuse
grants.
Me, we have a little
homework about my... Renaissance era.
Yeah, it's not anymore, but it's still
Queen Yamanika.
Yeah, she would be. And, you know...
You just show up and fucking...
There's a cult, the Mariana or something, I'm fucking up the name, but there's a tribe in Africa that is an absolutely feedy tribe. Like, that's what they all do, that's what they're all into, 100%. Yeah. No. Anyway,
that's how I want to live my life, like, by the standards of tribes in Africa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you have that way they know she doesn't have AIDS.
Get back to your roots, man.
Dude, I just picture a sad moment, like, after he's done and it's all over and he has to fucking sweep all that gross food off the ground. Do you have a, like, moment where you're like, ugh.
Oh, none of it hits the ground.
I imagine he covers the room in plastic.
Sorry,
like Dexter.
Guys.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Room. That's crazy. Yeah, all over. All right, let's switch gears for a second. Maddie, you got a hammer fisting topic today?
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Matty Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day.
Let's get it all!
Alrighty.
Please have some news about heavyweights.
Oh, we do? Fedor? You want to do Fedor?
No.
I want nothing to do with any of that nonsense. Big year of fights, upsets, belt changes. I wanted everyone to go around the table and do, like, your favorite moment of the year and, like, what you're most looking forward to in the new year.
Okay. All right. So, like, an end of the year wrap up slash fucking new year thingamajigger. Okay. That makes sense. Tinkle, you can start it off.
I will start it off. Being at the fight, the Conor Aldo fight was pretty sick. That was awesome. But I got to say, my favorite fight of the year was Robbie Lawler and McDonald, and you know, I was watching it with Lewis and BJ and everybody, and that was like just being in that room and everyone. I felt like we were all watching something like super super special, watching these two dudes. Like, it was violent, dude.
Yeah,
it was the most violent things I've ever seen, and so that's probably my favorite moment I think of the year. Yeah. And Ronda Rousey getting her fucking head kicked.
Yeah, that was great.
What, my cunt.
What are you looking forward to?
That cunt getting knocked out again.
All right,
in July.
Tinkle hates Ronda Rousey. Zach Amico, favorite moment in MMA of this past year. By the way, nobody on the show except me and Tinkle watch MMA.
Okay, good.
So don't feel weird.
Yeah, he really took the fight I was going to talk about. So.
That was your one?
He fucked up. He went two. I was like, no, that was the one I wanted to choose.
My favorite moment in MMA this year, I got to say, signing CM Punk, because it was just such a ballsy thing and such a fuck you to Vince McMahon. I kind of loved it.
Nice. All right. And what are you looking forward to most?
Dare. I'm excited to see CM Punk lose horribly once he has to fight a real fighter. But whatever jabroni they pick first, I think he's going to tear through. And I'm excited to see him fight, man. I hope he does well, and I hope it's really good for both sports. I hope it's good for UFC, and I hope it's good for wrestling. I hope everybody makes a lot of money.
Chris Scopo, Favorite moment, 2015.
I would say the favorite moment was the during the Rousey fight when Rousey went for a big haymaker and then Holly Holm just ducked it and then she went to her knee. And, like, you knew that fight.
Nasty
like,
head kick.
Something was going on and you knew Rousey was fucked up. Best part of the
MMA year,
I would say.
What are you looking most forward to, buddy?
Whoa, oh my. I don't know. I guess Conor McGregor fighting again. Every time he fights, it's just a fiasco.
It's rumored Dos Anjos super fight. I think they're pretty close to signing it.
God damn it, dude.
They want to give
fuck
him
over Frankie Edgar.
Yeah, dude. They're going to fuck over Frankie. But look, it's honestly, it's because whatever Conor wants, Conor gets. That's the truth, dude.
Yeah.
They know that's tickets. It's a bad move.
He's holding them hostage.
It's a terrible move. The UFC doesn't want that fight. They would love a Frankie fight. Because the truth is, he has a highlight reel knockout over Frankie Edgar. Nobody has that in their repertoire. Nobody can say they've done that. Even guys who have come close to doing it ended up losing. Like, Gray Maynard probably has the closest to knocking out Frankie Edgar, and he ended up losing that fucking fight. So, yeah, man, seems like that's not going to happen.
You think that's it for Frankie, though? He's, what is he, 33, 34?
No,
if he doesn't fight...
That's retarded. You're saying a ridiculous thing.
No, I'm just
saying.
He'll get
Frankie, but it's going to kind of ruin it, because if he goes up and Dos Anjos, no one likes that. I mean, he's okay, but he's kind of boring.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak English. I'm not racist. I'm just saying how it is. And so if he beats Conor, half of his mystique is gone.
Well, that's why the UFC doesn't want it. You got a guy who nobody really gives. None of these Brazilians can really sell a pay-per-view. Even Anderson, it took him. He had to get so far ahead of the pack and beat so many people and be clearly the best fighter of all time before he could start selling pay-per-views. They were calling him the Muhammad Ali of our generation before he could break 500,000 pay-per-view buys. You know. I agree with you completely. Grant,
what?
Do you watch the sport at all?
No.
Know nothing about it? We'll just wing it here.
Yeah.
Favorite moment of 2015 MMA?
When I had my head buried in that fat woman's ass and I heard it in the background.
There we go.
All right.
I'm impressed you could hear anything.
I'll have to say my favorite moment, mixed martial arts in 2015, was when they announced the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake and Michael Bisping were teaming up for the countdown on SiriusXM Rush 93. What a show, guys. What a show.
And then are you excited about your new co-host, Carlos Condon, after Bisping gets his fucking head knocked off by Anderson Silva?
Look, I'm rooting for Bisping. I can't call him because every time I call somebody, they lose. So I'm calling Anderson Silva, but I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. I've talked to Bisping. He is as confident as they come.
Yeah, it's
when
his
it comes
job.
To this fight.
He's a fighter.
He's
going to go and say,
I might win.
Eh.
I think I'm going to lose, mate. No. He's kind of a fucking idiot. I don't know. He's really confident. Yeah, he has to.
I don't know. There's something in his eye. Not his eyes. The one's his fucked eye. Up. There's something in his eye.
Oh, dude. I saw that, and I was like, well, there's a job opening up in Sirius. I saw it on the website already.
Where is that fight?
It's going to happen
in London.
It's in London on Fight Pass. It's going to be a crazy fight, dude. And look, I'm very excited. The show has been going really great. Tonight, New Year's Eve, if you guys have SiriusXM, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's myself, Bisping, and Jim Norton comes in and hangs in studio for an hour with us. What a great show. Really fun show. So watch that tonight if you can.
Can I be your plus one to his funeral service?
All right, come on. He's going to win. He's going to win.
Tinkle. Why am I the only asshole here? Someone else step in. Maddie.
Yeah.
He's going to lose, right?
Who?
Bisping?
You. Are you crazy?
Yeah, okay.
Watch your. Maddie doesn't want a job on the countdown, obviously.
Well,
fucking.
I can lie.
I'm already not on that show. How much more can I not be on that show? He's going to get fucking knocked out.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Cosby was arrested.
Oh, right.
Again?
That's right.
No,
he got, he got like booked.
You
didn't see this?
No.
Yeah.
You didn't know that he was arrested?
No.
Maddie, keep it on the three shot. Keep making a cup of coffee, dude. I'm dying.
Yeah. Oh, I was sick. I was like literally in bed.
Yeah, he got arrested yesterday. You didn't know this?
He closed the ears strong, dude.
Yeah. I mean, they showed a video of him getting booked and I guess him coming out of the arraignment.
Wearing a sweater, a distinct sweater.
Yeah, you know? Very. It was kind of a nice sweater.
It was. I mean, still, he's known for his sweater game. And it's still there.
Yeah.
So that's there.
He didn't let the impending charges get in his head. He was like, I'm coming. I'm not fucking around.
Right. Yeah. I've kept the rape thing going. I've kept the sweater thing going for a lot of years.
There's two things that he's mastered. Sweaters and rape.
Sweaters and rape.
Comedy, he's almost there.
Yeah, he'll get
the kid's got something.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Last night in Legion of Skanks, we had Sam Levine. And he broke down this point. Which I thought was really interesting, which is, you know, how much does this all take away from his body of work? Because comedians, I mean, immediately we everyone is just like, fuck this guy, I hope he rots in hell. And it does feel like everyone just discounts the fact that a year ago, everyone just agreed that he was the best comic of all time. Sure. You know, they throw it all away.
A living legend. Nah.
Yeah, and look, I was never
still kind of is.
I was never a guy. I never really liked Cosby's stuff. There was a couple things that I've heard that I was kind of into, but he was a little too old time for me. Like, it's just I never really laughed out loud at it. But there is a. It's kind of crazy. Like, everyone just completely throws that out the window and the accomplishments out the window.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You know who doesn't get much praise? Hannibal literally took down a legend.
Yeah.
He took him down with a set.
I don't
even said a bit.
Yeah. He wasn't going for that. I mean,
he wasn't trying.
It's not like he put on a special, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't even know how I feel about it. Like, he's a piece of garbage, but I'm more or less commenting on the comedy community's reaction.
Yeah.
We're just very quick to, the second somebody is accused of something, to just throw them under the bus completely, no matter what it is. The second a man is charged with anything, if it's anything sexual, him being a bully, him just dudes in general, the charges stick, and in the court of public opinion, you're immediately the bad guy. And I watched it happen with Cosby. With 50 cases, look, he fucking did it, okay? Obviously, he's a piece of shit.
He might have hit every one of them, but he did a lot.
But it's a weird hypocritical thing where people just shut it off completely. Were you ever a fan of Cosby's?
I wasn't I remember watching himself, the dentist bit and stuff like that growing up and loving it, you know, but I wasn't like a consistent fan.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, let's say they did a stand-up comedy Hall of Fame.
Right.
Does this discount him from going into it?
Unfortunately, it does, but I don't know if necessarily it per se should.
Let's say you're the guy. You're the judge. You know what I mean? We're a committee. We're in the stand-up comedy Hall of Fame. They wanted 5 nobodies, okay? They were like, you're the ones, okay? Randomly. They chose our names out of a thing, all right?
Saw you guys talking in this room. Is that a custom table? Yeah, we're going to give you guys
one guy who fucks fat chicks. Grant Gordon.
2 guys.
He's got something. He's moving to LA.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it was your choice, would you let him in the stand-up comedy Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I would. Because if it'd be a stand-up, I mean, but that's the type of person I am. Well, like, I'm very, like, craft curator type. You know, I would be like, he was in the art form, looking at it as an art form, he would be one of them.
Yeah, if you just look at his body of work. What about you, Zach?
There's a reason Chris Benoit
is
not
going to say the same thing.
Exactly. The Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You can't watch, and I love Chris Benoit matches. That's the kind of wrestling I like to watch. Just dudes, like, Japanese style, killing each other.
Yeah.
I can't watch his matches now and not think, that's a murderer.
Can I say this as well? Do you put the crime of murdering your wife, child, and killing yourself as being worse than drugging and having sex with 50 women?
I wouldn't say it's worse. I'd say it's like a side crime. Because, I mean, if you ask those girls, they're going to tell you it's as bad because he ruined their
lives. It's worse because those people are not on the earth anymore. These women are still
alive. Well, look, like I said, I think that's a really interesting point you just made there. It's like, well, it depends. A woman that's been raped, she might be like, I would rather be dead than to have that gross old man on top of me raping me.
A living death, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
Their soul could have died that day.
Yeah, you don't really know. I mean, look, it wasn't, you know, ski mask out of the bushes rape, which would be just hilarious if old man Cosby jumped out of the bushes.
Dancing.
Jumping up, putting popcorn snatch.
But, I mean, I think that if you murder your child and wife, I think it's worse. It's just a worse crime. In my opinion, I think you're going to, I think most judges would put you in jail for longer if you murdered your child versus drugging and raping women. But 50 is a lot.
It's a hefty number.
What is the number of women that you could rape that equal
murdering your child? How many rapes
was a murder?
I mean, now we're getting into something.
Yeah, that's a specific.
How many rapes is a murder?
How many women
murder?
Do you have to rape for it to be equivalent of murdering your own child? I would say 56. He's almost there.
Yeah.
Give him time.
Yeah.
He ain't dead yet.
I think he retired. He's tapping out on this one.
They hung up his jersey?
Yeah, he's
They hung up the sweater in the rafters.
It's a forced retirement.
He's at Temple looking up.
He's definitely in the Rape Hall of Fame.
Yeah. If that helps, for sure. He'll get in there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's like a first ballot.
Yeah.
He's the best rapist of our time.
They're going to put him up next to Genghis Khan. Yeah.
Dude, pound for pound, best rapist of our time, Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's in 2 different Hall of Fames.
Undisputed.
Do you think he's going to get jail time?
No.
No, they don't really have. This is a public spectacle. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is. They need,
I think it was like 3 or 4 days before the statute of limitations was up.
But don't they have to have some sort of evidence?
Lawyers, he has so much money. His lawyers will tie this up in court.
No. They didn't have substantial evidence in the jump. Like, but like they would have brought him in so sooner or years ago.
Scopo, you sometimes say ridiculous things.
No, I think there's
they're not going to tie him up in court for 10 years. That's not true.
Maybe 10 years, a couple years.
Have you ever watched TV? Celebrity trials don't. There are people that are plenty more rich than Bill Cosby that go to fucking.
Look, his punishment was that those photos we saw yesterday. That was what this was. It was that pictures. Those pictures we saw yesterday. That was the spectacle. That's what they could do. That's how they could punish him. Because they don't have enough evidence to put him in jail. So this is what they could do was, you know, get enough together just to bring him in. And then that causing the media storm and everything and us having this discussion.
So then other than all these girls saying that he did it, they don't have any kind of evidence at all? I mean,
I think it's past the statute of limitations.
It's past the statute.
No, this one.
The one is not.
This one's not, but everyone else is.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying. Wouldn't they have to have had more physical evidence at this point in order to make the arrest?
They had something, but it wasn't like I remember reading that it wasn't enough.
All these people saying that he did the same exact thing, and other people saying that he did it who like weren't raped too, but like people kind of stood by and knew what was going on.
Yeah,
you're kind of fucked, dude. I mean, you don't really need a smoking gun if you have enough people saying, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. The law is different than that. It's not a bunch of people saying.
I mean, dude, if they can, like, if they have enough evidence to arrest you, I believe they have enough evidence to convict you. If I understand the way it works, I don't think they can just arrest you to make a point. They have to have something.
They had something. I know they had something.
Maddie, do me a favor. Look up what physical evidence they had to arrest Cobb because they had to have. You know what it is? I think that he gave a deposition in
a
civil case.
At one point
case.
That he got quaaludes to. In order to
he admitted that he gave this chick quaaludes, but she also admitted to taking the quaaludes. Uh-huh. You know, so it's like that. You know, I had an argument with this chick that I know the other day. We were talking about just the responsibility that I was like, "Bitch, take these quaaludes, or I'm going to punch you in the face." Mm-hmm. She wasn't cool.
She wasn't into that.
No, okay. No, I'm kidding. I was just talking about the personal responsibility. Once you say, "Hey, I'm going to take a drug that knocks me the fuck out," you know. At what point?
He's also saying, "Hey, take this. Maybe I can help your career a little bit. We'll hang
out." I don't care. Hold on. I don't care.
The weird thing is he probably could have fucked any of these women.
This woman in particular, I think she said she was going to fuck him, and then but he's a rapist, so it turns him on the same way it turns you on to fuck fat chicks.
Yeah, they're all drunk.
He doesn't want a skinny chick throwing himself at him. He wants to hunt a big fat bitch. That's what he wants.
He likes fucking tired whores.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
It's like if at one point if somebody says to you, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna help your career," if somebody said to me right now, "I'm gonna help your career, take this pill and you're gonna give and I take it, am I the victim there? I don't know. I mean, at what point do you go like, all right, you still did it?
Yeah, but that's
I had a chick.
That's
I had
different. A lot of these women didn't know that they're
no. I'm talking about very specifically, right. Not with knowing that you're taking a quaalude, taking a pill with a man. I almost feel like, you know, there is that is definitely less of a. It's substantially less of a crime than him getting on top of you while you're passed out.
It's as close to consent as you're going to get in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, once you take a quaalude, if I take a quaalude and you take a quaalude and we're both fucked up and we
still
fuck,
the
point that this girl was making was, you know, and they say this a lot, if, you know, a man and a woman are drunk, and I think there's like laws in certain places where this is the case, if a man and a woman are drunk and they have sex, the responsibility ends up falling on the man and the woman can then say that man has raped her.
Do you think this is just the last girl he gave a quaalude to and then they're just kind of sick, make it a spectacle. Don't you know? Maybe she didn't want it 100%, but she kind of took the quaalude. They just wanted him to get the day in court.
Can you drop the Chris Scopo flow ruiner?
That's what I'm trying to say. Do you think Chris that he really Scopo didn't? He really didn't rape. He raped this girl. The other girls he raped.
Dude, I actually understood what he said 100%.
Did you really?
Yes.
What did he say? Can you translate into fucking
Scopo?
I'm having Chris.
I'm out of quaaludes. Can you have Scopo make a point?
Chris Tinkle has a speech impediment, and he's going to translate that bullshit that you just said.
I'm sir.
This is the blind leading the blind.
Yeah. No, he was just saying that. Oh fuck! Now
this
I lost.
This is the last girl that
no.
gave a quaalude, and it's not the statute of limitations didn't run out.
Yeah, so like basically, she was the only one that they could get because of the statute of limitations. So it's not like all the way there evidence wise, but they just grasped what they could. And this,
right, that's what
so
I was saying. That they got it was just enough, and then that was enough to bring him in. That's all they got.
Yeah, they're doing.
No, I know, I get, but he just brought up a point that we already kind of moved past a while ago.
a little bit.
You didn't want me to make sense of it. You asked me to decipher it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was
asking your opinions.
But do you, I mean, the argument that I got with the chick, it was, she was like, no, it does kind of fall, the responsibility does kind of fall on the man at that point. And I'm going like, well, no, what the fuck are you talking about? If two people are equally drunk,
right,
they're making a decision to have sex. I mean, you can't be raping each other. I feel like it just kind of cancels each other out, no?
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know. There's a lot of gray area there. I mean, I think it's specific to each situation. You know what I mean? I do think it's hard because some guys are really, really manipulative too. You know what I mean? Are just like really know how to press buttons and do it too. And
but
you know,
is that a crime? Being manipulative.
I don't think it's crime like put this guy in jail
into a
per
girl's
se.
Pants.
Yeah.
I mean, look, in
it's
college.
All sneaky, dude.
Dude, look, I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody really talks about this anymore, but in college. Yeah, we used to fucking go to bars and try to hit on drunk chicks. That's what we did. We all fucking did this, okay? Everybody, and it only became rape 4 or 5 years ago. We were like, oh, wait, no, nobody ever did that. We never tried to hit on a drunk chick. Yeah. Let's get real. We used to get fucked up, and we used to get sloppy at bars, and we used to fucking try to get go home with chicks that were also fucked up. Mm-hmm. That was the game. Why are we acting like that's a crime? I'm not even saying it's not creepy. Right now, if I'm at a bar and I see a chick who's drunker than me, or let's say I'm watching two people, if Chris Scopo's at a bar and there's a chick that's really sloppy drunk and he starts hitting on her, I'm going to say to Chris as my friend, dude, you should maybe stay away from that. Mm-hmm. We have careers. And honestly, it's not even because there's some moral issue. She got drunk. She's at a bar. She's just as much trying to go home with somebody as I am. We're all there for the same reason. Let's get real. They're all on Tinder. They're all swiping right. We're all doing this shit, right? Mm-hmm. But because we have these careers, I go, Chris, leave well enough alone, dude. All it takes is that chick to wake up tomorrow and go, I regret this a little bit. I was drunk. I wasn't. And then read some fucking blog on Salon.com. And then she's going to go and fucking say that you raped her or you did something inappropriate. Mm-hmm. You know? And look, I think that in reality, it's probably a better way for society to be, you know? But it's
probably
still,
better to err on the side of
caution. Yes, 100%.
And like that's,
but it's still not a crime. Right. You can't lock young fucking dudes up or ruin their fucking lives because they're just doing what young people do.
Right. I agree with you on that. I do, and I do think it actually creates a little bit of a blowback too, because if a girl, it does sort of, in a sense, if it's not, didn't really happen, and it does cry wolf, then it does create more of that culture of doing that, and like some real people are probably getting away with some real like heavy shit because of it. You know,
yeah, it's,
it draws attention away from the stuff that's
thing.
Like
I have these like fundamental beliefs.
There's a lot of gray area,
and it's hard to, you know, like even right now what's going on, I don't want to say names, but what's going on in the comedy community, there's like this whole thing going on with this one female comic who says that her ex-boyfriend beat her, raped
another
her. Another actor comic, right? And it's so funny because I don't know her. I've met her, I think, a couple of times, but I know a lot of her really close friends, and I don't think she's lying at all.
No,
I think she's telling the truth. I just know so many people close to her, and there's too many people that are involved that I go, all right, I believe that this guy's a piece of shit and he did this.
Sure.
But I also have this weird fundamental belief where I go, well, everyone kind of deserves due process. Everyone kind of deserves their side of the story. And it is one person's side versus another person's side. And everybody in the comedy community, people that aren't involved, people that have don't know either of these people, are just going, fuck this guy. They're posting his name. They're saying his career should be ruined. And
it is gone.
Fundamentally, I just believe that that's kind of wrong. I don't think that we should be. It's not our job to be social justice warriors, especially comics. When did comics stop being badasses? Yeah. When did we stop being the ones who went against the status quo? When did we stop being the ones who didn't have the popular opinion?
Right.
Everyone just jumps on the popular opinion just to get their own likes. I'm watching, and I don't want to even name names of people that do, but these people that I think are just real fucking phony
just
comics.
Just share it and get
just
the
share
likes.
It to get their own likes off of her story.
There's so much sickness in that like
that's
the like stuff. You know what I mean? People are putting up eulogies for likes. You know, people. I mean, just to be able to quantify emotional content.
So weird.
Just to cheapen it so quickly, just to sell it right out there, just gone.
It kind of bothers me.
Any genuine emotion is assault.
No matter what happens, this guy's life would never be the same.
Well, look, that doesn't bother me. Look, if he's a piece of shit,
I agree though with you. Just as a general, like zoom out perspective,
yes.
There's something always that freaks me out about a level of scapegoating you see, because I think we all have that tendency to want to dump everything. You know, and everyone does that, and it's so easy now because it's like, that's the thing, let's all go to that, and it's just a swarm of fucking bees.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I'm not, and if you did, and it's horrible and it's terrible and it's fucking disgusting, but still, anytime I see that to that level, it always it just something doesn't quite sit right.
You know, I mean, but and I'm not even saying that this girl has a. By the way, if this girl didn't even name him,
no, she didn't.
Yeah, she has a right to name him. By the way,
she did have the right to name
if
him.
If he raped her and beat her up,
yeah,
sure.
She has a right to say whatever the fuck she wants. Fuck that guy,
right?
Whatever the fuck she wants. I'm really talking about the people that have nothing to do with it that are out on the
it bothers
and
me.
They just wanna make themselves involved.
Like, I wouldn't have shared that unless I knew her personally.
Yes, the White Knights. I want to call. I want to look. I'm here, and I'm protecting my.
Yeah,
friend.
Let everyone know. I'm putting my vote in. That I'm.
And I just go like, look, I'm a young single comic. You know, it makes the thing it makes me do. I go like, well, fuck this, dude. All it takes is somebody to point their finger at you, okay, and go, this guy did this to me, and then everybody will just fucking throw you under the bus. Like, it's pretty crazy. It's actually kind of scary. I go like, as a dude, I'm like, oh, I will never fuck a female comic.
No,
I will never hook up with one. I'll never get drunk.
Never have. I'm proud of it.
Dude, I never... It makes me really scary.
Not a New York comic.
This community will just fucking set you on fire.
I'm sitting here trying to think of all the fat girl comics now.
Absolutely. In a second. People that don't know you.
Oh, just for 10 likes.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, it's enough to just... Yeah, well, yeah.
I think... I kind of had a problem with her doing... I think it should have gone to the law first because, like we're all saying... He's done, dude.
Oh, he's
done. She posted those photos of the bruises.
He's a smoldering crater where a human used
and
to be.
And he's guilty no matter what.
And by the way,
now,
don't
dude.
Say their names only because don't. I weirdly just, I don't want it. Number one, I don't want, it's for the same reason that I think those
you're
people
right.
fucking
I think
stink.
It's tax. Yeah, exactly.
Like, dude, I just want to say anyone's names.
I think it's tax.
I'm not, this is kind of how I feel about the bigger picture here.
I agree with
because
you.
It's not,
I feel like
ultimately,
we're zooming out here.
Ultimately, I believe that this guy did this.
Absolutely.
And I believe he's a piece of
and
shit.
And that's the worst thing in the world. But we're zooming out.
Once again, I'm not going
to
perpetuate that not knowing either of these people, really. Sure. I think that's fucked up. So continue.
I just had like a huge problem with that, with her like doing it in that kind of, in that way. Instagram, that way it gets out there. Everyone knows who it is now.
Yeah,
I think she should have gone to the law.
I agree with you on one, except for one thing, okay? Because I said this about Storia when she accused James Dean of raping her. When she went to Twitter and she posted a funny tweet about it, basically. She was like, you know, that thing when you wake up and everyone is putting the guy who raped you on a pedestal. You know, James Dean raped me, whatever. And
hashtag
look, let's say he did that, okay? But the point that I made was there's something about a chick that will go to social media to air out her dirty laundry. Mm. This is a little different. The only reason I say that is because she's a comic, and we all kind of air out our dirty laundry on social
media. That's
our job. And we tell our story. And she
made
the point.
She did have that angle. She made that point. She that this point is, I'm holding this in, and it's my job not to.
Yeah.
And that's
she's like, I want to talk about it in my act. This is, it is
I understand.
It is.
That.
I had no problem with
her
Instagram post. It was everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
It's everybody else.
But she also had to know that was going to happen.
Yeah. Oh no.
She did
knew,
on some level. I'm
she
sure.
Knew it was
I'm sure. But I do believe that she was really doing it for herself primarily. I don't think it was.
And
she's doing great. She didn't need it. It's not like she needed the heat.
No, she didn't.
You
need
know
it
what
at
all. I mean? So
the truth is,
you know,
it is. It is
more famous than the guy.
Yeah.
It is a brave move to a certain degree. And look, I do believe that the process should be a legal process, but at the same time, you know, whatever. We're comics. If you wanna fucking talk about what you wanna talk about. You know, I think there's a way to do it. And I think she did that in the classiest way. Like, I weirdly don't like when people air out their dirty laundry, like, on social media. But she did it, in my opinion, in the classiest way possible. She didn't name his name.
Right.
She really... She.
It was about her. It was about her journey.
I think there's a lot of girls that look at that and go, yeah, I'm going
to
fucking say something. You know what?
Yeah.
My boyfriend hit me.
It's empowering.
I was embarrassed. Yeah. I didn't want to say something. And then they, you know, 20,000 people share this or whatever it is. And they see that and they go, you know what? No, fuck this guy. I'm going to go and say
something.
That's
powerful stuff.
Maybe not on social media, but maybe to their parents, maybe to the police, maybe to whatever. If that's going to change something for the good, I'm not going to hate on that at all.
No.
She didn't go, you know, look, there's a way to also do it in a shitty way. If she would have like made a joke out of it and named him by name, and I would have been like, it's just kind of tacky.
Or if she had went on Periscope.
She
called him a racist
no
reason.
No comments.
Pretended to get slapped. You know,
I don't know what you're talking about,
hand.
Zach. I don't know what you're talking about,
One
guys.
Funny side thing about happened with that whole thing, though. I don't know if you guys heard about it, because there was another... What the hell's wrong with you?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
I'm
just
sorry.
Stink.
I fucked it up, sorry.
You're such a dumb person.
Edit.
What's it? I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
I'm sorry.
There's another dude with the same name on Facebook. As this dude.
Oh yeah.
And this dude's like 19, and he's got like a Confederate flag.
I saw that.
All of a sudden, you got this liberal storm of bees just flying at him. You know, you're just
that's
19 year old in Missouri or something.
And he has the worst thing the possible worst behind thing his head. Up. This piece of shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just suddenly, way, just a dumpster of liberal shit just comes out.
If I was him, I mean, that's almost the move to pull.
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna do it, like now, just go full fledged heel.
Yeah, go
like,
go yeah, go in.
And just add George Zimmerman. Yeah, like just.
Flame that
it.
Cross. Get a flaming cross gif up there. You know
that
I mean?
Was funny. Like, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah, but look, I didn't want to even like talk about that thing because I think I do hold an unpopular opinion about that, and it's just a weird thing. And when I said it about Jared from Subway, I was like, well, guys. And by the way, these guys are always fucking guilty.
Right.
But I still feel like they say, oh, you know, 5% of only 3% of rape cases are,
so wait,
are
so
not
you, you don't think he lost weight eating all those sandwiches?
only 3% of rape cases are false, which I don't think there's any way to ever really get an honest number of that. But no, there are such things as false imprisonments. I do think you need to look at it and look at a man as innocent. A man, woman, child, black, white, Asian, innocent until proven guilty in every single case. Yeah. I believe that fundamentally. And there's been people that have been put to death because we didn't have DNA evidence. Everyone's watching To Make a Murderer or making a murderer right now. This shit fucking happens out there. So I just, like, when everyone, the second it came out and they seized Jared's computer because somebody that he was associated with got arrested for child porn. It wasn't even Jared when it first came out.
Right.
And every clickbait website was Jared Fogle's computer seized for child porn. And everybody was like, what a piece of garbage. All the memes came out. And I was like, well, what the fuck, guys? First of all, they didn't even say that he had child porn. It was just an associate.
Yeah, right.
Look, I was wrong at the end of the day.
Still, I understand, though.
But the bigger picture is there.
I think what you're saying is everybody deserves their day in court.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that. So there's a new guy. And there's such a sensationalist thing with the technology that we have. Everyone's voice, it just happens so quickly. Everyone flames up. Everyone gets excited because they want to jump on the train, and it goes crazy. And, you know, Aaron Sorkin had that great article he wrote when those emails got leaked for Sony, and everyone's doing it. And he's like, because the terrorist or whatever, he's like, somewhere in some room, there's a terrorist looking for dirt to release. And somewhere in another room, there is someone who works in an American, you know, at BuzzFeed doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
100%, you know what I mean?
100%.
And that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, we have to control ourselves to an extent.
Yeah. Well,
this is
the guy, the guy from Glee just came out too. Do you see that article?
Yeah, pedophile.
I mean, like, even if it comes out he was exonerated, his career's over.
He's it's done. We're
gonna get
done.
His business.
Damn, where the fuck have I been the last 48 hours?
Yeah, dude, it's been a very crazy 48 hours,
yeah,
I'll tell you.
It's been a blaze.
All right, let's go with the next real ass dude of the year.
I'm gonna follow the fucking rape train.
All right, who was the person you told me, Zach?
It was hilarious, it was Cosby himself.
Oh, yeah, all
right. Listen, Cosby himself. This guy's getting a lot of heat.
This next guy, and look, once again, not necessarily the best dude in the public opinion's mind, okay? But pulled a very big real ass move, came out, publicly admitted that he was HIV positive. It's a very difficult thing to do. I really do. I personally have HIV, and I would never admit that publicly. So, Charlie Sheen, number 3, real ass dude of the year.
Wow. He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's
real. He's a real ass dude. Charlie motherfucking Sheen. Yeah. He's kind of a piece of shit, too.
Pretty much.
Hey, it is a pretty real ass move, though. To admit you have AIDS publicly, I would just go. He's rich enough to just disappear. Just go to an island, bang some fucking hookers.
That's what Cosby should have did. Just go to Montana and just live your life, rest of your life.
That's not. I just want to prove how stupid Scopo
just
is.
Just go to Montana.
They can't get you in Montana. Yeah.
They don't have cameras.
It's international land.
What the fuck are you talking about?
They don't have laws there.
Just go away. Just go away. Just be out of there.
He is away. Cosby lives in Pennsylvania. He had to stop doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Because people are just yelling rapists.
He still had
a tour. No,
he stopped. He still toured a little bit.
He tried.
Yeah.
He tried, but there's a lot of
Charlie Sheen.
Heckling.
Chuck.
Now, people I also have a fundamental belief against hecklers. I feel like those people should be thrown out of a show.
I do.
I really do.
They're guilty. They're guilty. Immediately they open their fucking mouth. Guilty. Yep. Guilty.
That's true. Violently drag that feathers out on her head right now. Oh, shit, dude.
And you guys know what to do with her when you get outside.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's hard, man. I feel like we end up. It reminds me when you take these opinions and have these conversations. It reminds me of when white people say, you could have a black entertainment television. Why can't we have a white entertainment television? It just has a lot of. It has a lot of that, and that argument sucks. Even though it is a real argument,
I'm still waiting for our channel.
I mean, here's the thing.
I think for 60 years.
BET is a racist thing, in my opinion. I think when you're literally segregating your people onto a network of their own, isn't that fucking backwards racism? Isn't that a different water fountain?
Yes,
I don't have a problem with that though.
Well, you want them to be at a different water fountain.
I don't want them in the country.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I just think it perpetuates racism.
No, it does.
I think when you have these types of groups that are, you know, I did Stand Up for Diversity a couple years ago, and I didn't even ask to do it this year because I as a concept I hate it. But wait a minute. So wait, white people can't audition for this? Is that not the most racist thing?
Oh, people have asked me, like, you're going to do Stand Up for Diversity? I go, look at me.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, they let a couple white people through because that's technically diverse within it. But you're not getting into that fucking competition. There are networks designed for Hispanic people, black people. And I understand that as a Hispanic person, I've dealt with more repression than, you know, most white people. Not every white person. You know, everyone has their own story. But at the same time, I do feel like putting me on my own fucking island and telling me that I have my own thing over here.
Right. It reinforces it.
Yeah, and it's very condescending. It
reinforces the difference. You're reinforcing differences. You're not reinforcing similarities. You're reinforcing differences.
I agree.
But one could argue that just simply because it was so the opposite that the pendulum has to swing to the other extreme in order to find the middle.
Yeah, perhaps. But stop the fucking pendulum from swinging.
Yeah. It should. Ideally, yeah. Extremes are bad. It's an extreme. You know what I mean? It's an extreme. Now you've taken it from one extreme, you've taken it to the other extreme, and it's another extreme. So
this is why I can't get away with saying the N-word, because I hold these thoughts, and I feel like other Puerto Ricans can say the N-word all willy-nilly. Nobody has a problem with it.
No, I can see why you can't.
Wiggy Niggy?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you should.
I really can't. Oh, I got in trouble with New Jack the other day. New Jack, the ECW wrestler, came on the Legion of Skanks podcast this past week. That one will be out for free this week. And he was the second time he came on the show. And he's a great guest. He's got great stories. Sure. But he's a little bit of a loose cannon. If you don't know the story about New Jack, he literally, in the middle of a wrestling match, got mad at a guy, pulled out a knife, and started stabbing him in the middle of the ring.
Wow, that's good.
For real. Wow. Got arrested, went to jail for it.
Okay.
Loose cannon. Okay. Hell of stories, but he's a former bounty hunter, former criminal to bounty hunter to professional wrestler.
Sure.
Real fucking deal. Nice resume. Tough guy. Big guy, 6 foot three, passionate. 6'4".
I believe he has 3 justifiable homicides.
Four.
Four. Oh,
he
sorry.
He talked about them.
Fuck. Yeah. Is that like a new one?
No. Four justifiable homicides. You know, went. Listen to this episode.
That's a great way to say it, dude.
Fucking compelling story. The whole first 45 minutes of the show was just crazy stories. Him cutting Marlena's forehead while she sucked his dick. Crazy shit. Really, really.
Dude, he used to be on the top of like the huge ledge at the ACW, and when he was going to dive off on somebody, he would put a little line of coke on his hand and do a rail and then jump off. If you watch the old ECWs, he's always doing rails.
Yeah, he's crazy. So before one of the fans, our fans just love to stir shit up.
Sure.
One of the fans, and he's a fan of mine. It's not even like somebody who hates me.
That's modern fandom is fucking with, you know, dude, trolls. It's like, congrats, you got trolls.
You have a web series with them. Remember that web series you're
going
to do with them?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, he likes you. You guys were
talking about your fandom.
Do you remember that thing that happened in your life, Lewis?
Thank you.
I'm talking about your fandom of
Night. Pay attention to the Chris Scopo Flow Ruiner.
Chris Scopo Flow Ruiner.
A fan tweeted at me and tagged him as well. Or no, I'm sorry, tweeted at him and tagged me as well, saying, hey, Lewis Gomez drops the N-word a lot on Legion of Skanks. Are you gonna approach him about that?
What?
So
who the fuck did that?
Just a fan, just to be a dick.
Oh, cool guy, cool fan.
So then I wrote back to the guy, but also tagging New Jack, nigga, you crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, it was funny.
The GA, though. The GA was
great timing.
We call
it
a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke. Now, here's the thing. New Jack doesn't really understand setup punch.
Sure.
And
or
he does
well. He understands the punch
not
part.
Not the metaphysical.
Yeah. Punch, totally. Punch.
Mm-hmm. He also doesn't really understand how Twitter works. So all he just looked at his phone and just saw a tweet from me saying, nigga, you crazy. That's all he saw.
All he saw was that word.
No. All he saw was that word, really.
Yeah. Oh,
so he saw red, dude.
Oh,
he didn't even understand that it was directed at this kid. He just thought I wrote him, nigga, you crazy at one point.
Oh, no.
So then
that was like a text to him.
He just started writing back a diatribe of fucking...
5 justifiable homicides.
of tweets directly at me, dude. I mean, look, I have them right here.
Wait, he on wrote, the air? While you guys were like in the middle of the podcast?
No, no, this was
this
prior to
earlier on in the day. Earlier He's in not day. In New York yet. Okay, and we have.
You guys weren't even on the show yet.
Not yet.
Oh, prior to the show, did you read these and like, oh, you're like nervous now?
He might I'm terrified. I had to record.
I'm sitting with Lewis watching this happen.
We were recording a demo for SiriusXM at that time, and I shut down the whole show. I barely talked. I was just so in my head about this. This cocksucker starts tweeting at New Jack, egging him on. He's like, thanks for putting Luis J. Gomez in his place.
And New Jack retweets it.
Yeah, he retweets.
Which I'm super psyched about.
Yeah, yeah. So he, New Jack tweets, I could give less than a fuck about being on your goddamn show with that nigga shit. You got me fucked up, homie. This is 100% shit. You got my number. Get at me. And then I finally call him. I'm like, dude, I was just fucking kidding. I swear. By the way, it sucks when you like to think of yourself as a tough guy.
Yeah.
And then you have to. Call another man. He's not even in the same state, dude. But he's so much tougher that I'm like, I'm not even fucking around right now.
No.
And I have to call him and apologize for making a joke. How much does that fucking blow?
I would like to note that when Lewis went to do this, he left his Twitter open, and I had my hand on the keys.
Oh, dude. Oh, dude.
I had my hand on the keys, and I had it all written out.
New Jack, you dirty nigga. You won't do a goddamn thing.
And it was, rattlesnakes aren't scared of washed-up has-been fake fighters. It was typed on the computer. And I went... The only reason I didn't do it...
Do something, Coon Spoon.
The only reason, and I not because I thought he would kill Lewis, because I thought he wouldn't show up to Legion of Skanks and Lewis would get mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I called him up and I was like, dude, look, I explained him what it was. He was like, all right, that's cool, man. So then he still left all those tweets up there. So
you had the fucking audio of you calling him?
No, I wish I should have saved
that.
That would have been great, though.
How are you?
Mr. Jack?
Please, sir.
This is a pure shoot. So, I'm sorry.
Dude, he fucking, so I call him back. I'm like, dude, you left all those tweets up. You know, it looks like you want to kill me. And, you know, the fans think you're not going to show up now. So he just starts hysterically laughing. And I'm like, hey, what are you? That's funny. So he was like, all right. So then I thought he was going to delete them. And it just went back and tweeted afterwards. I wouldn't miss this show for the world. And I want to see if Lewis will call me a nigga to my face. So that's what we left it at when he's coming into the show.
Holy shit.
So then he came in, he was just fucking cool. He was just fucking...
Were you sweating the first like 10 minutes?
No, because the person that I had picking him up to drive me in, I texted, I was like, is he cool? And she was like, yeah. She's like, he talked about it. She was talking about how Puerto Ricans shouldn't be able to say the N-word. They think they can.
Oh, that's nice, man.
But I think we can. I'm Hispanic. I've been called the N-word in life, like in a real life situation.
Sure.
At what point do I earn my N-word badge?
No.
When you're black.
Yeah, when you're...
I don't know.
Yeah, you're kind of like the Splenda.
Yeah.
Splendor.
Okay, yeah.
All right. That's my New Jack story. So we didn't tell... I was going to bring it up on Legion of Skanks with him. And,
you want to ruffle any feathers?
I was like, you know what? Let me not. Let's leave well enough alone. I don't want to get him fucking...
Let him keep talking about his friends gangbanging a retarded chick. That'll be good radio.
Yeah, it really was, guys. Go listen to that episode. It was phenomenal. Phenomena! Okay, so let's see what's going on. We got a few minutes left. Let's do our New Year's resolutions, guys. You know, here's the thing. I'm going to try to stick to my New Year's resolution this year because I never do. I did that thing when I was like 10. I was like, my New Year's resolution is to never make another New Year's resolution. Ha ha, high five. And then I didn't for years. But a few years ago, I was like, all right, I'm going to eat healthy all year long. I keep on doing shit that's not really sustainable. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do a sustainable one this year. But I want to go around the room. New Year's resolutions, a real thing that you want to change about yourself this year. You know, and improve upon yourself. And let's really try to stick to it this year. The one thing about the Real Ass Podcast, I gotta say, I know we're dummies and we don't really research and we talk shit and we make dumb jokes and we say racist and offensive shit. But I do try to inspire the fans that listen to the show to be better people. I really do. Overall, you shouldn't just be happy being a fucking shithead and being a bad person. At the very least, you should always be trying to improve yourself. I know I am. I'm literally... always trying to be a better person in every area of my life. So, if you listen to the show, like, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I always say this. It's like because people like put like their profile picture as like Legion of Skanks or Real Ass Podcast or whatever it is. It's like, I kind of like discourage people from doing that. Mm. It's like, no, dude, make your own fucking thing that can be your profile picture. You shouldn't live vicariously through like a sports team or a celebrity or whatever it is. Right. Like, you should have your own fucking shit, and people should be trying to live vicariously
through
your
inner rattlesnake.
Exactly. So, Maddie, Jester Skulls, what's your New Year's resolution, buddy?
I don't do New Year's resolution.
You don't even say the word.
Okay. Yeah.
Speak better.
That's my 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Can you just speak with more confidence? Can that be your name?
Knocked into the fucking. Forget it.
That's my resolution.
Mm-hmm. Just go.
Mm-hmm. More confidence.
No, I don't do them.
More positivity about my life.
More positivity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not really a resolution.
Well, it's my resolution.
Yeah.
My personal resolution. Yeah, I think negative about myself all the time, so I'll try to think about things in a better light.
Okay. Chris Tinkle. What kind
of, like, action, though, can you do, though? Like with that?
I haven't thought it out that much, Tinkle.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I shouldn't have put him first. His improv skills are not up to par.
I mean,
you should take some improv classes.
There you go.
That could be your
joy of improv.
Resolution.
Mm. I need money for that.
There's a lot of joy in there.
Thinking of a bathroom cleaning tool.
Scopo or Scopo. Tinkle. Oh, I apologize.
Jesus.
What's your New Year's resolution?
To never be called Scopo again.
I have a couple. One is to hustle. I'm going to do an album at the end of this year coming up. Mm-hmm. So everything that entails that means going to these shitty bar shows that I fucking hate and all that stuff entails. And also being a better friend and a better boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
And that entails listening and not flying off the handle and not mumbling cunt every 20 seconds.
Just say it nice and loud and clear. Cunt!
We're trying not to do that also.
Zach Amico.
My New Year's resolution.
20 pounds for a handjob from Karen Feehan.
Oh. I am going to stop being a guy who has not been jerked off by Karen Feehan.
Oh. That's a goal.
I am going to lose 25 pounds in the next 2 months and get jerked off by Karen Feehan.
Good for you.
On the Real Ass Podcast.
I'm 100% behind that.
Is that a bet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not a bet. She said she would give him a handjob if he lost 25 pounds.
How much weight do I have to lose?
I made probably the same thing.
What the fuck am I going to lose 25 pounds?
Yeah, you have to get your chin shaved down.
Be rough.
All right, Grant Gordon, New Year's resolution.
Keep an open mind to the LA hustle and bustle and not lose my New York hustle, but also be open to that and not be judgy, not let my New York cynicism overtake me. I definitely want to be able to reach out to people when I'm feeling shitty. I tend to hermitize myself, so I want to be able to reach out to people. I want to stop using exclamation points in emails. I gotta fucking stop with that
shit. Yeah. I feel like when I don't use an exclamation point, people think that I'm bored.
Hey, here's the problem. Here's the problem. I'm either aloof or needy. I can't find a middle ground, and I gotta find it this year. 2016 is the year I write an email that isn't needy, please help me, or just like, yeah, dude, whatever, too cool for school.
You know what we need?
I can't do it. We need an in-between. An in-between punctuation.
Yeah,
it's not an exclamation point. Like, period's too serious.
Exclamation point is like, hey!
Too much!
Thank you so much for the spot!
Yeah, God!
But if you
so
put
excited.
One, though, it's like, hey! But if you put like three or four, that's like a...
No, even one is starting to look
too much. You're
right,
dude. I'm with you because I use a lot of exclamation points. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I can't write an email where it feels like me.
Do the psychotic artist thing. No punctuation.
I've done. Yeah,
just all lowercase. No punctuation.
All lowercase. No.
I'm
punch.
Too busy to fucking do anything right now. Awesome,
that's
dude. I'm a pro.
Wow, that's too cool. That's too like. I'm like.
I feel like Louis C.K. uses no punctuation.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's just like, dude, get the fuck
Louis Katz actually doesn't. Louis Katz all lowercase. No subjects in any of his emails. No subjects.
No fucking.
The
no
man
face,
rides. Just
no
rolls leg. Naked. Just
that is the fucking move right there, dude.
No subjects.
That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Because we're too worried about how the email looks.
Too much. Yeah, and it just smells. It smells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. 2016, you're gonna fix it.
I'm gonna write another half an hour in 2016. All right. I feel like I got look. I'm doing an album, and I think I'm gonna push back the recording date because I'm gonna spend a lot of time over the course of the next 3 or 4 months.
Zach
really
needs
writing
a lot of time to write your jokes.
I've been doing nothing
for Lewis's stand up.
Yeah, keep on making the same fucking jokes. All
right,
you fucking stink. This is the last time
you're.
I gotta
write him jokes to make fun of you.
Seriously, you use a new joke.
Switching my focus.
But no, I'm gonna really focus on because I've been focusing so much on these these things like Gas Digital, the radio shows, the podcasts, producing all of this stuff. I just finished a script.
Giving me a career.
Gave Zach Amigo a career hosting the roast battles. I just wrote it. Me and Dave Smith have a cartoon that we wrote that the debut episode, the only episode, is coming out right at the beginning of the new year. It's cool. Really fucking funny. I've been so busy with all of these other projects that I feel like my stand-up for the past 6-7 months, it's really been lacking. I just haven't been focusing as much on doing it. So I'm going to spend the first half of the year really writing a shit ton of stuff. I'm going to put out an album sometime during the summertime. And my goal is to get Late Night. I'm already talking to a couple people on Late Night, and I've gotten some great notes back. They've approved some of my set. So I'm going to really focus back on my stand-up comedy, which it's why I do everything. Everything. If you're a stand-up comedy, or if you're a stand-up comedian, for the most part, this is why they talk shit about LA comics, because they're actor comedians.
Right.
We're fucking jazz musicians. We're getting up in a club every night. We're doing some fucking cool shit. People don't really give a fuck about stand-up, okay? But the reality is, everything that I do, me saying these words into this microphone right now, it's always been to help my stand-up career along and to get more fans for that, because that's what I love to do. Yeah. And I have to kind of refocus my head back on that this year.
Great, man.
Do you know where you want to record it? You
look, I think I'm going to probably do it at the Stand. They're my management. And you know, I think that, you know, they have it set up to make it really easy to record an album now. So,
dope.
All right, guys. Tonight, 6:30 p.m. I'm going to be at the Stand. If you guys want to get tickets, I believe there's a few tickets available for the early New Year's show. If you guys want to come check that out,
I'll be at Eastville Comedy Club. If you want to come over there,
yeah, fuck yeah, why not?
Two shows tonight.
Me and Marco are now on talking terms, so you can plug Eastville shows. Anything else that you want to plug?
Just my Twitter, because it wasn't up there. If you can blow it up.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, guys. You know what, Maddie? When you tweet it, when you put this out, make sure you blow up his Twitter a bunch. Sorry about that. We didn't have his Twitter handle. It's Go Grant Gordon. Go Grant Gordon. Twitter. Yep. Grant is fucking hilarious. If you're a West Coast Gomite, when this motherfucker comes out there, come and check him out live, because he's a really funny comic. He's a great dude. And if you're a fat chick, he'll put his dick inside of you.
That is correct.
So, yeah. Awesome. Anything going on, Tinkle?
Yeah, I have some California dates coming up in March and April. I'll be at the SF Punchline, Sacramento Punchline, Cobbs, and San Jose Improv. And buy my fucking album, Google Play or iTunes.
Scopes.
Go to my Twitter at Chris Scopo, Instagram at Chris Scopo, and then go to ChrisScopo.com. Check it out.
Zachy Zacks.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. And feel free to tweet at K Freehams and tell her to get that jerkin' hand ready. Spelled Zach's coming for it.
Yeah. That's, dude, I want to be, I mean, I don't want to be here, but I want to be.
That jerkin' hand is always ready.
I want to see this.
Brittle. All right. Yeah, guys, January 6th through 10th. Comics at Mohegan Sun. I'll be there, motherfuckers. Cool. So come and check me out. Also, I'll be down in Miami the 16th and 17th. I don't know if I got a show. I think I do. I don't know if I don't. But either way, if you want to just chill out and smoke a blunt, I'm going to be down in the Miami area. So if you're a Gomite, you know I love when you guys come fucking hang out with me. So me and Rob Mayu, former guest, funny comedian. He'll be up there as well. So yeah, go to Twitter, Louis J. Gomez, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Tinkle?
Who's the real ass dude? Of the year. We didn't do number two or one.
Oh, shit. I was the real ass dude of the year. It was me. And then number two, it doesn't matter. But it was me, guys, for just being so awesome. Goodbye.
Oh, good Lord.
That's all, folks.